Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're delving into one of the most exciting developments in the world of automation and computer use agents, Holo 3.1. For anyone out there who missed the initial launch of Holo 3, it's a model that has already made waves by streamlining all sorts of digital workflows. Whether you're automating tedious browser tasks, interacting programmatically with business software, or even just improving personal productivity, Holo 3 brought major improvements. But if there's anything we know about the tech landscape, it's that user expectations evolve fast, so Holo 3.1 has upped the ante yet again. Holo 3.1 builds on the original foundation, informed directly by feedback and real-world deployment stories. One of the cornerstones of this release is a dramatic improvement in performance consistency across web, desktop, and most crucially, mobile environments. Performance optimization is at the heart of Holo 3.1. The team has integrated Qantas checkpoints that allow the model to run efficiently and locally on end-user devices. Formats like FP8, Q4 GGUF, and NVFP the 4th of May sound like inside baseball, but they're a direct translation to speed and reliability without sacrificing accuracy. What that means is that now you can deploy Holo 3.1 in environments ranging from powerful desktops to everyday mobiles, such as your Android. And speaking of mobile, it's worth highlighting the massive leap in Android integration with this update. Developers have added robust support for third-party systems, making native function calls not only possible but truly seamless. If you're an engineer deploying internal tools across a fleet of Androids, or want to ensure a consistent experience across diverse devices, this change should make your life much easier. Another highlight is deployment flexibility, with model sizes tailored for different needs and budgets. Not every organization needs the juggernaut grade 35BA3B model. You can elect for smaller, more nimble versions that are just as capable for local inference. This opens the door for smaller businesses and privacy-conscious teams who want the benefits without the costs or cloud exposure. Underpinning everything is the QN family architecture, engineered for adaptability. This makes Holo 3.1 not just a point solution but a forward-thinking framework for bridging cloud and local workflows wherever you operate. But Holo 3.1 FITS trajectory aligns in interesting ways with broader trends across the open source and software landscapes. If we look at the latest community initiatives, the hashtag Commit History campaign from Fedora is a standout, shining a light on real-life stories from contributors. Community members are encouraged to document their personal journeys and share what it means to help build Fedora. All of this feeds into the anticipation building for the Flock to Fedora 2026 conference, a key date on the open source calendar. Alongside Fedora's campaign, another exciting event on the horizon is Alma Linux Day, coming to Los Angeles on the 18th of July 2026. This year, the Alma Linux Foundation is putting a spotlight on media and entertainment workflows, aiming to equip VFX engineers and creative teams with even more tailored tools. The centerpiece is the launch of the new Alma Linux Media and Entertainment Edition, designed to power everything from special effects to collaborative editing. And in the shifting world of data collection, next-generation proxy infrastructures are being rapidly adopted by businesses eager to safely gather analytical data at scale. Residential proxies are the star here, providing secure and compliant avenues to collect market or social media intelligence while adhering to stricter privacy frameworks. With online security demands at an all-time high, these next-gen proxies help strike a crucial balance between access and compliance. On the hardware side, two major players have staked their claim to innovation, AMD and Asus. AMD's newly unveiled Radeon RX 9070 GRE graphics card is designed to cater to the needs of the modern gaming crowd. Its enhanced power efficiency and performance tuning features are set to win over both gamers and creative pros who need top-notch rendering capabilities. Meanwhile, ASUS's latest anniversary event doubled as a showcase for the next wave of gaming hardware, hitting everything from desktops to peripherals. It's a timely reminder that the hardware landscape continues to be every bit as fast-moving as the software world. Zooming out to software security, the X.org server team has announced the discovery of 9 new vulnerabilities, underlining ongoing challenges in core platform code. KDE Linux, meanwhile, continues its push for better security by aggressively updating and patching outdated package dependencies. This ongoing vigilance is vital, particularly with so many critical workloads relying on these foundational, open platforms. But the intertwining of AI and software development is raising the complexity bar even higher. A brilliant demonstration of this is the recent milestone where an AI agent successfully ported the ScanCode toolkit from Python to Rust. This is no small feat. Porting a codebase of that complexity and size involves not just translation, but also rigorous testing, robust automated documentation, and, perhaps most importantly, ongoing engagement with a wider developer community. This kind of AI-driven migration unlocks fresh opportunities, but also presents challenges. They raise the bar for testing workflows and foster new requirements for collaboration. While AI has the power to rapidly scale development, it's never been more crucial to keep communities tightly looped in. And speaking of community, there's a fresh leadership chapter at one of the world's most influential digital rights organizations. Nicole Ozer has just taken the reins as executive director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, succeeding Cindy Cohn. Cindy's legacy includes groundbreaking civil liberties initiatives around privacy, government surveillance, and digital freedom. Ozer's appointment signals a renewed commitment to advocacy, especially as fast-evolving tech ecosystems up the ante around everything from encryption to AI ethics. Meanwhile, the industry discourse around software vulnerabilities and coordinated disclosure has never been more urgent. A recent thought-provoking article by Melissa Hathaway dives into the implications of AI for vulnerability discovery. She warns that the rapid automation of vulnerability detection can create gaps unless governments, vendors, and emergency responders are all rowing in sync. Collaboration isn't just a buzzword. It's the backbone for ensuring we don't just create faster, but also safer, digital infrastructure. Securing these rapidly changing environments is more important than ever, especially as companies roll out more and more AI agents with broad access to production and real-world systems. The best practice here is robust sandbox security, essentially building hardened layers so that even if code is executing in a live environment, it can't step out of line. Modern sandboxing is all about defense in depth, process isolation, strict permission controls, and real-time runtime monitoring. If an untrusted process tries to breach its boundaries, alerting and containment systems kick in long before any critical data is exposed. This layered approach is crucial for maintaining trust, as the scope and responsibility of AI agents only increases. And this brings us to another exciting model in the AI landscape, MELM2. MELM2 is an open mixture of experts model, designed for low latency, text and code workloads in production settings. Initially built with code completion in mind, MELM2 has been rapidly extended to a broader set of generative and analytical tasks. It's not just fast, it's efficient, even when running on off-the-shelf consumer hardware, which marks a sea change for model accessibility. By improving inference speed and resource efficiency, MELM2 sets a new benchmark for others to follow. In summary, Holo 3.1 isn't just a technical milestone. It's a real-world answer to evolving user needs and market trends. We're seeing a unified approach across the industry focused on enhancing privacy, security, and seamless integration, all driven by open source principles. From tailored deployment options and cross-device support, to proactive community engagement and advances in security architecture, each piece forms part of a much bigger puzzle. In a landscape shaped by AI, collaborative communities, and intense innovation, staying responsive matters more than ever. We'll continue to share updates as Holo 3.1 evolves alongside broader industry trends, so be sure to stay tuned, whether you're a developer, sysadmin, or tech enthusiast. Thanks for listening.